Welcome to the Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. I am Allison Kaczkowski, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in to check out exactly what we're talking about. Self-care means so many things to people. It's one of the reasons I decided to start this show. And you'll hear self-care discussed from a number of different angles in this space. I am grateful to have you with me, and I hope you get a lot out of what I'm going to share with you today.
Hey, everybody, it's Allison Kaczkowski coming to you again on Tuesday for another edition of the Ultimate Journey of Self-Care podcast. As always, I'm super excited to always spend time with you. And today I have my friend and colleague, Dr. Leona Allen, with me. You guys might recognize her name. She has done a lot of online events this year. In fact, I first met her because I was invited to be a guest speaker at a metabolism event that she did back at the first of the year. And we've stayed in touch, and we are going to tell you guys about another way that you can join us in October for a menopause-related event. But we're going to talk today. I'm going to let Dr. Leona talk a little bit about her work and her story and some of the things that she's super passionate about and the things that she helps people do. But I also want you just to listen, because at the end of the episode, we're going to tell you all about how you can join us in October for the summit. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me, Allison. I'm excited to be here.
Of course, of course. So, okay, before we get into anything, tell my audience a little bit about you. I like to have my guests introduce themselves rather than me just read a bio. That's really not very interesting, I don't think. So,
well, I'll start with the professional side. I'm Dr. Leona Allen, founder of Freedom Health Systems, located in Atlanta, Georgia. And I've been in this space for over 20 years. Health has always been my passion. And there's a journey into that. There's a journey with my entrepreneurial journey. There's a healing journey. But at the end of the day, I'm just blessed to have a career that really embraces who I am. Like Freedom Health Systems, there's a story behind why it's called that, and we'll get into that in the discussion.
Yeah,
but I love what I do. I'm a mother of two boys. I love fitness. I love health. I love everything that feeds my soul, my spirit, me physically, all the things. But that's really who I am. I'm a professional in metabolic health, and my main market is women over 40. So
yeah.
That's what I love to do, help that group of women, because it seems like when we get to this age, and that's when a lot of my journey started, is like, whoa, it's like a wake up call.
So. Yeah. Well, let's start there. Why don't we start with kind of what got you into the work that you do? Everybody's got a story. And I always love to hear people's stories, because I think for people listening, we look for ourselves and other people's stories. That's how we relate to one another. So I think stories are important.
Yes, it certainly is. And I mean, I can go way back, but I will. So, because there's a purpose to it. Because I know at a very young age, I knew what I wanted to do. You know, I knew I was interested in health and fitness and nature and things like that. But of course, growing up, it kind of got pushed aside. Like, get a job with benefits, get good grades and all that.
Right.
So I think a lot of us as young kids know what we want to do. And there's a purpose to this story. Uh-huh. So anyway, I got brainwashed in school and told to do this and not that. And long story short, I ended up becoming an engineer. So I was actually an engineer before I became Dr. Leona.
Uh-huh.
And it was good. I don't regret it. I had a full ride scholarship. I can do anything I put my mind to, whether I like to do it or not. You know, but what I learned from that is I didn't feel like, and I'm saying this because a lot of women go through this, I didn't feel like I was in the right place. I put in all the work. I got the good grades, got the job with benefits, worked for Ford for four amazing years. But at that time, you know, they talk about retirement. People are like counting to retirement. That's the life a lot of women live. Oh, this many years to retire, this many days of retirement. Yeah. But I was in my second year at Ford, and I was like, can I do this for 25 years?
Yeah, that's a really good question.
Yeah, nothing against the company, just it didn't align with who I am, okay? So I went on to chiropractic school, and because my passion was healing and health, and I do have a healing story on top of that, but it kind of aligned with, I had the direction. I went in the direction first. And then when I had the healing crisis, the journey that I was in helped me heal as well. So I don't want to go on too long, but I just want to share the purpose of the journey.
Yeah.
So, and just knowing that your life can change. And if you go in that direction, even if it's drastic, it does mean something.
Yeah, 100%.
After 4 years, real quick, after 4 years, after 4 years, I did go back to school to become a chiropractor. And that's what really aligned with who I am.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And I just love that your message is so much more than just, I think most people listening understand what a chiropractor does. But what I love about what you do is a study. You embrace more than just, look, I'm a chiropractor, come to see me for that, right? What you do is you embrace the whole person. It's like the whole holistic lifestyle. I mean, you believe in fitness and self-care and stress management and all the things that play a role in how our health looks. And then you couple that with, for women listening, as we get older and we take on more responsibility and we feel the need to take care of everybody around us, guess what ends up happening? We usually put our own self-care last on the list.
Oh, yes. Yes. That is so true. And just looking back, I think a lot of this stuff that I'm talking about now didn't really make sense to me at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think really a lot of self-care is understanding why we made the decisions we made and what we're going to do with those decisions. So there's stories behind the stories, but that's the overview. We could use that overview to go as deep as you want to go into why I do what I do.
You obviously felt the call to change careers. You didn't feel like what you were doing was really serving your higher purpose. I mean, I don't want to say anything's wrong with being an engineer. It's an honorable profession, but you knew deep inside there was more waiting for you. And so now with the work that you do, you sort of like, you've been through it. And you know what I always believe, when we go through a storm of any kind, whether it's personal or physical or emotional or whatever, I really feel like part of our, you know, response to our story is how well we teach and set an example for other people that are going through the same thing. And that's really what you're doing now in your work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because those decisions I made prepared me for what was to come. And I think a lot of us intuitively know what we need to do, but we fight against it.
Yeah.
Fortunately for me, I was just like, okay, I'll do it. Kicking and screaming. But I was like, okay, but I got the degree. Like, why do I not like this? And I tried so hard to like it. But what it did was prepare me to be the mother that I am. It prepared me to be the entrepreneur that I am. And even when I graduated from chiropractic school, I never thought I'd be doing menopause summits and be an author of 3 books. And
really a go-to person for your clients managing stress and metabolism and all the other, you know, health gets complicated as we get older.
Exactly.
And it's like, and what you're doing is you're not just giving people the solution, you're helping them on the road and meeting them where they are.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
And understanding where they are.
Yeah. So let's start then in your work with, you know, you obviously have a framework or, you know, I don't want to say like certain things that you teach everybody. You obviously meet your clients where they are, but I would imagine that there are certain things and certain practices that you take all your clients through. Why don't we start there? Tell us typically what a typical day looks like in your work.
In my work, it's really discovery and understanding. I wish I could say, okay, first drink water and work out 20 minutes a day. I wish it was that easy. And a lot of the women that you work with and I work with are extremely intelligent.
Yep.
Okay. And they need the guidance, and being leaders, it's our responsibility to help them understand where they are and help them navigate that, because a lot of women are stuck.
Yep.
So I guess the first thing is to find out, where are they stuck? What is holding them back? Because a lot of women listening to your show or that come to me know that there's something bigger, something better, but they just don't know it yet. But something is drawing them to you. Something's drawing them to me. So it's something that they see in us that resonates with them.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's helping them find that there's something about you or me that they like, that they connect to. So
what are some of what would you say then, if you could like describe it as simply as you possibly can? What would you say are some of the basic practices that you teach all of your clients? I know everybody looks different and everybody has different needs, but I would imagine, to your point, that, you know, there are certain things that you take everybody through. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that first?
Okay. I'll just start with what people come to me for, and that's usually a health issue. They can't lose weight. They're tired. Their skin's breaking out. And then I just help them understand what the root cause is to that problem. What are they doing and what are they not doing? So it all starts with an assessment and help them. I kind of have a three-phase system. So just really help them reset or recalibrate. Like, what is going on in your life that may have contributed to your situation? So if it's someone that we'll just use weight loss because that's like a big thing right now. So if it's weight loss, and everything that I said before will kind of settle in. Yeah. But like I say, what gets their attention? So we'll go with the obvious. What are you eating? What are you not eating? Are you moving? Are you working out? And all those different things. And then if they're like, yes, that's the key. That's the challenge. A lot of them are doing better than most. So what is that barrier that's keeping them from seeing the results that they're seeing? So it's the systems in place. Are they creating systems around it? So once we understand the problem, we can create systems around it. Yeah. So I try to find, as an engineer, where is that breakdown? As like a body engineer, where is that breakdown in that system?
Like that.
What needs to be recalibrated? What needs to be serviced? Is it their kidney? Is it their heart? Is it their, is it whatever it is? And then that's what I help them find and recalibrate them so they can move forward. Yeah. From step A to step B. And it's different.
I would imagine that a lot, by the time people get to you, they've probably been to other practitioners. They probably tried other things. Just like when people get to me, they've usually tried other workouts. They've done things that haven't worked. And they're sitting there thinking, you know, why can't I figure this out? And usually to your point, which you said so well, is it's usually a breakdown somewhere of something very basic. And, you know, we have to do what I call stay clinical. We have to like figure out where the problem is and then figure out what the best solution is.
Exactly. It's like finding out what they haven't done or what they haven't done long enough. You know, we just really got to figure it out because we don't want to do the same thing that they've already heard or done. Let's break that cycle. What is going on? What is that thing that we're missing? And it's usually something very small that gets overlooked, right? But it's
well, and it's like I tell a lot when I was working in fitness full time. I used to tell all of my clients this, and the people that I still coach, I share this with very openly. Is that, you know, we don't like doing the basics. You know, we think the basics, you know, need to be more, you know, more in neon lights, more. They need to be sexier. They need to be more trendy, whatever you want to call it. Because we live in an age today, and I'd love to get your thoughts on this. We live in an age today where we're inundated with information. You can go online and Google anything you want for free. There are a million videos on YouTube. There's a million and one resources, and you can get all of it for free. So I don't know necessarily that information is our problem today. What I do think the problem that people have is, it's two things. I think it's shiny object syndrome, you know, to put it bluntly. It's like we want something that's going to get us really quick results. And we're so used to seeing what's worked for our friend or our neighbor or somebody else. And we really think, well, then that must work for me. And then, but the other thing that I see is that people not giving it time to work. And it's going back, and you and I have had this conversation many times about fitness. It's like not forgetting that you can implement the basics every day and just keep repeating the simple things. And sometimes that gets us the results that we're looking for.
Yes, exactly. And it's like with the fitness part, it's like that's really a barrier. So, okay, let me go back. I'm sorry. So it's like one thing I wanted to say is when I was in this journey, and I can say I am my story, I can relate to a lot of the women that you were talking about.
Yeah.
Because after getting the degree, doing the work, going to, you know, knowing all the things, I went to school for it. I still ended up at 36. I was 80 pounds overweight.
Yeah.
Knowing what I know, okay? I was doing all the things, and I was Dr. Leona, sick, fatty liver disease, prediabetes, and that's when it hit. What is going on?
So yeah, what am I doing?
All the things, yes, applying all the things. And I was that person. I read all the books. I did. I think I had to go through it because I did all the books and seminars and went to all the gurus. But like you just said, going back to the basics, being aligned with who I am, doing things in the right time, the right order. I was working out.
Yeah.
But it was just realigning myself, creating systems in place, creating, I don't like the word balance, integrating.
Yeah.
We'll use the word integrating everything. And to answer your question, I believe that's what we need to help women do is learning to align their families, their careers, their dreams, and put it all together. Because now looking back at that time in my life, after I had my kids, that's when everything was like, okay, I was running. I was going to school. I was working. Everything was good. Then bam, kids. And my it was like a shock to my system. Like, ooh, how do I fit this in my life?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So learning to align the new children and everything like that.
Well, you bring up a really interesting point with that, because I do feel like a lot of women in general struggle with fitting in the time for them. And I think that, you know, we're so used to like saying it has to look a certain way. You know, you have to work out this much time. You have to walk this much time. You have to eat all the right foods. And it just becomes this long checklist, right? And I love what you just said about like having a system, because what comes to my mind when you say that is that you have to set yourself up for success by having a plan that works for you. And this is why I always say, starting with the basics, even if it's something very simple, like 10 minutes a day, to take a short walk every day, to give yourself that protected time to make sure that you can do it, is always the best first step. You can always change it, but you have to decide that I'm going to make this look a way that I can succeed with.
Yeah.
So I'm thrilled to announce that I'm partnering with a brand new product, and it's called Cellevate. This is an amazing, tasty, gummy supplement, and it comes in two varieties. One designed to help you with inflammation and recovery, perfect for after a workout, or if you've had like several days in a row where you've really pushed it and you're really starting to feel it in your body, this is the perfect addition to a regular routine. The other formula helps address focus and memory, which, let's be honest, I think we can all use a little help there, right? What's different about Cellevate is that not only does it taste great, but it has amazing antioxidant power. So many vitamins and supplements on the market today, you either have to take several in a single day to even see any kind of tangible result, or most of the time, a lot of them don't even give you the result that they promise. And Cellevate checks both boxes. I take one of each formula every day. And what's more is that they pack and travel really well. So you can take some and put them in a Ziploc bag and throw it in your bag when you're going out of town, and they won't melt. And it just is the perfect addition to whatever it is that you're doing every day in the way of vitamins and supplements and whatever else works for you. So I knew that I had to get in here and at least tell you about it. I would love it if you would head over to their site and give it a try. I'm actually going to offer you a really special deal. You can find this amazing product at their website, and that's spelled Cellevate.com, which is Cellevate.com. And use my special promo code, the Allison K 2024, and you can save 15% off. I would love to know what you think once you have a chance to try this.
Exactly. Well said. And that's what self-care is, because I think women complicate self-care. Yeah.
Well, I think we all do.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't have to be going to this big spa and doing all the sponge baths. There's a lot of stuff out there. We have this.
I know.
In Atlanta, and it's like I don't know what kind of spa. It's an Asia spa, and it has everything: salt baths and they do this like real rough bath thing. And I mean, I can't even think of it right now.
But
there's a lot of things out there. Yeah,
and then I mean, look, there's nothing wrong with any of that, but that doesn't really change who you are or what you actually do. Like, that's not really what's going to get you results. Now, would it be a really fun day? Would it be a fun activity to do for yourself? Of course. But to your point, it's not enough. And I think so many people, you know, I really hate to say this, but I'm just going to say it anyway. I feel like, because you know me, you know I'm pretty direct, is that if people want change, you can't keep doing the same things. You know, what got you to now is not going to get you to where you want to be. And I think we have to have an honest conversation about what needs to go and what should show up in its place.
Yes, exactly.
And that's basically what you did when you woke up one day and you realized, this is not how I want to live. You know, something's got to give. And you had that truth talking with yourself where you said, this has to go and I'm going to start making changes now. But you didn't make all those changes at once. You figured out, you said, this is what is going to work for me right now. And this is what I'm going to start with. But the point is you did that. You had that honest conversation with yourself. And I really want people listening to understand that I'm not judging anybody because we are where we are. And I believe we're where we should be right now. But having said that, we have control over what our next decision is going to be.
Yes.
And we have everything within us that we need to succeed.
Yeah. Because self-care can be letting go. Self-care could be just being honest with yourself.
Yeah.
You know, and again, I'm not against massages and spas either. I do it. But that's not all. That's not just a small part of self-care.
That's exactly it. Yeah.
You know, that's not the part we need to focus on. Self-care is what you do every day.
Yeah.
You know, self-care is how you interpret your actions, your mistakes, and how you learn.
Yeah. Well, let's talk just for a few minutes before we get into the summit and what we're going to be doing with that. Let's talk for a few minutes just about health and fitness, because this is something you and I share in common. And even though we do different things, I think this is something you and I are kind of on the same page with this. Tell my audience a little bit. I know you're a CrossFitter and you love it, but you probably didn't start with CrossFit. So why don't you share a little bit about how you started integrating more fitness into your life and not just the running and all the hardcore stuff that you were doing that wasn't working, but how did you make that shift into deciding this has to look different? And then now you're actually in a structured regimen that really does work for you. But that didn't happen overnight, is my point.
No, it didn't happen overnight. And I'll do my best to answer your question. Because I've been an athlete most of my life. I did track, volleyball. So it's like the aspect of fitness never was an issue for me.
Yeah.
The thing is, it's like putting fitness in our life. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because I've done it all. I used to be a fitness instructor. I used to teach step classes. Remember them days?
Oh, back from the 1990s.
Yeah. So it's like fitness has been a part of me. It's just like, and then what fitness am I going to do? But I guess the question you're asking is, how do we integrate it into our busy lives? It's not the same. Our bodies aren't the same. You know, I don't think I can serve a volleyball like I used to 40 years ago, whatever that was. So I believe as part of self-care is knowing who we are and what we like to do and being real with our responsibilities and the responsibilities that we want to have, okay? So when it comes to the fitness side, we have to move. That's important. That's what we agree on, movement. But as a CrossFitter, the reason why I do CrossFit is because it's something that challenges me.
Yeah,
I like to push to that next level. Even though I'm not as strong as I used to be, I still set goals to myself. So for me, CrossFit is very goal-oriented. Yep. What is that? What am I going to push today? What is that movement I'm going to do my best for that day? What's my PR for that day? And it's something to look forward to. And it's also a good stress reliever. So when I'm saying this is because when women don't want to exercise, is they think of it as a burden. But find if it's something that you really enjoy.
Yes.
All right. Align with who you are. CrossFit fits my personality. I'm that one. I'll be at the desk, you know, Dr. Leona, let's help you with your health. But when I'm in the gym, I'm sweating, I'm screaming, I'm grunting.
Yeah.
And it's just who I am, you know?
Yeah.
So I think really with fitness is finding, I guess I'm a big aligner. Find something that you can integrate. Make a part of you and something you enjoy. If it's walking, it's walking. If it's hiking, it's hiking. If it's step class or whatever, do something. Walk the stairs. That's do something that aligns with you. And that's how my stance is on fitness.
Yes, I love that. I love that because I know people listening have heard me talk about this before. It's just any number of different ways I've talked about it. But I still think it's something that's so basic that we can't say it enough. That, you know, just because you do CrossFit and you love it doesn't mean that everyone listening should go do CrossFit if that's what they don't want to do. And that's perfectly okay. I mean, I was an athlete growing up as well. And when I was competing, I was sometimes doing two workouts a day because I was in my 20s and 30s and that was just what you did. But But now I'm 57 and I don't do that. I don't have that. It's not that I don't have the same mentality, because I think we can always challenge ourselves to get better. But for me, the goal is about feeling good and moving well and staying injury free and, you know, being able to live the highest quality life that you possibly can. And to me, that's what fitness does for you. So it's finding something that allows you to do anything close to that if that's what's important to you.
You brought up a good point, because as athletes, we worked out because we wanted to win. Okay.
Yeah,
as athletes, totally. It was practice. And then we worked out, evolved it. We want to look good.
Yeah.
Now it's like, hey, I just want to age gracefully.
That's
right.
I just want
to get out of the bed in the morning.
Stay strong.
Get up and downstairs. Yeah. So be okay with it changing and evolving. And yeah. I think as we get older, I think because our minds change, we don't want to. It's like we get stuck in
yes.
what we want to do and what we can do. But it's okay to say, I was the same way, worked out in the morning and at night, right? Twice a day, just like you. But we have to be real with, okay, I'm in a different stage of my life. I have children now. I have a career now. You know, we have to be okay with what can I do?
Yeah. And what we want, even though we might still want a lot of the same things for ourselves, like looking mm-hmm. good. I mean, who doesn't want to look good? It doesn't mm-hmm. I don't care how old you are. Everyone wants to look good. But I think what we have to understand, and you said this so well, and I just want to emphasize it for people listening, is, you know, the goal is to function well. You know, the goal is to feel good and move well and, you know, not be worried about breaking a bone or having a joint replacement later in life if you don't have to do that. You know, it's, you know, your body, I think of your body as an asset, you know, and it appreciates with age, you know, and what we do to invest in that asset is what's going to actually produce for us later in life.
Exactly. And that goes back to that first question that I hope I answered.
Yeah, you did.
But it's like when women come to see me, how do I assess? And that's pretty yeah. much where are they in life? And
you mean to
exactly and mm-hmm. create a strategy around that. Because yeah. a lot of women were like, I don't have time or da da da. You know, it's just like, yeah, we all have the same amount of time. It's how we redefine it. Yeah, we have time. It's like, what are you prioritizing? And then
yeah.
help them do that.
And it's like you said, it's just looking at what are we doing that's serving us and what's not serving us?
Mm-hmm.
And let's kind of redefine what that looks like. And like you said, let's create a system that you can just simply rinse and repeat and get mm-hmm. really consistent at doing. And, you know, it's not the sexiest thing in the world. You know, it's not what you're going to see on a big billboard and neon lights, but it's what works.
Yeah. And it's almost
yeah.
too basic. That's what throws a
I know.
Like, that's it. Yeah. Like, yeah, we have to, you know, there's no magic.
Yeah.
Pill, potion, lotion is
yeah.
about the systems. And I think consistency is the biggest thing for people, doing the right things. I mean, if people are consistently doing the wrong things, but
yep.
we're doing, being consistent with the right things,
totally.
What works and what doesn't.
100%.
And checking
in. So let's
talk
about the summit just a little bit. This
okay.
is an event that you put together. You have several experts that are going to be presenting. And you so graciously invited me to participate again, which I always love it when I get an email from you and you're like, hey, I've got this event coming up. Will you help me? I'm like, of course I will. So tell my audience, first of all, a little bit about the summit, because this is your creation, and what you want people to walk away with.
This is the Metabolic Reset Summit Menopause Mastery Series. So I have some amazing experts that's going to share all things perimenopause and menopause. And again, it's not about quick fixes. It's really about getting back to the basics, understanding what this phase in our life is and how to navigate it. You know, we live in a society where it's about masking and avoiding and hiding. But we
really
need to exactly. But we need to really understand. And I'm finding that women don't understand their body. So as a body engineer, you know, understanding how the body works and being a metabolic expert, understanding what is going on in our bodies. And once you understand, then we're able to navigate it a lot better without all the guesswork. So the summit was handpicked. The experts were handpicked. And we're all looking for natural, you know, just sharing natural approaches
yeah.
to this phase in our lives. So it's very empowering. I mean, I feel empowered just doing the interviews.
Yeah.
I'm having a great time. It's going to be great.
And there, obviously, you're going to cover fitness because you and I talked about that.
Yeah.
But you've also got other experts. You've got other health professionals sharing their expertise. What are some of the areas you're going to be talking about and sharing?
Oh, it's going to be so good. We're going to cover fitness, like you said, mindset, cooks. We got some chefs in there. It's going to talk about food. Oh, my goodness. What else? So many. I mean,
yeah.
I didn't know that. Wait, skincare. We got a skincare expert. How to take care of our skin, how to take care of our mind, how to take care of what we put in our bodies, on our bodies, around our bodies.
Well, it's a lot of lifestyle stuff.
Which exactly.
Can be very helpful for people because it's not about signing up for the next pill or drug.
Yep.
It's about these are easy things that you can do in your everyday life to help.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about spices. Like, really? Spices in menopause? So I'm that person, like, you know, everybody's doing this. I'm kind of like that unicorn. Well, what about spices in menopause? Like, who's talking about spices in menopause or all these different things? So it's going to be different.
Yeah, but I love it because they're natural approaches.
Yes.
And they're easily accessible. You know, it's not like you've got to be in some special group or you've got to be able to take advantage of something. You know, this is all simple stuff. And I just think we cannot emphasize that enough.
And the biggest thing is everything we need, we have.
Yes.
You know, we just don't realize we're all looking for that next thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, we have so much right here in our own cupboards, in our own minds, in our own bedrooms. It's there.
Yeah.
But we're just busy reaching out for that next big thing. So I really want to ground women and just know what the power is within them.
Yeah, I love it. So what are the dates of the summit?
It launches October 6th to October 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, whatever, 5 days. It's going to be Monday to Friday, starting October 6th. And we're going to have about 10 amazing speakers. I'm keeping it smaller and focused this time so that women can really absorb the information and apply it. So I really want them to have some good takeaways, some action steps that they can begin right after each interview.
I love it.
So,
And we're going to, and for everyone listening, if you're interested in signing up, it's completely free. You can sign up and listen. You're going to have, I'm going to be speaking. There's going to be several other people speaking. We're all going to be offering you free resources, but all these interviews are pre-recorded. So if you sign up, you can get the recording sent to your inbox and then you can watch it at a time that's convenient for you during that week.
Yes. They have 24 hours available to watch each interview.
Yeah.
During this time, this
and month. You have a Facebook group, right?
It'll be a Facebook group.
Interact with all of us. You can do that too, right?
Exactly. So once they register, they'll get all the information they'll need to participate. Yes,
awesome.
I'm looking forward to it.
I know. I'm excited too. Anything else you want to share with everyone before we sign off? Like, I always ask my guests at the end of a conversation. Like, I'm thinking about the person out there listening who's maybe at the end of their rope, maybe they've tried things and they're really frustrated and they just need someone to give them a piece of advice or a tip or a strategy or something. What would you tell somebody listening that? Like, what's your best piece of advice?
I know that someone listening, they want more energy. They want to lose weight. They want to look better and feel better. And I'm that person that wants to say, you know, look within. Usually it's not really you not doing something. It's you not prioritizing. Not trusting yourself, you know, the answer's there, but sometimes we just got to slow down to realize, you know, what you need and what you can do. Nice. So I guess my empowerment is like you are capable. Everyone is capable of healing. Everybody is capable of growing, but we just have to give ourselves space to allow that. Keep going and going and going. So,
So in other words, like for people listening, just, you know, stop and take a breath and believe in yourself enough to know that you can figure this out, you know, and you've got experts like Dr. Leona, me in your corner always. And just know there is a solution. If you're looking for a solution, there is a solution.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Love it. How can people connect with you if they want to learn more about you and your work?
Well, the biggest thing is my hub is drleona.com. I still have a website. Websites are dead now. Leona.com, and they can also register for the summit at themetabolicresetsummit.com.
Okay.
So I would say focus on that now, and they'll be on the email list. And from there, they'll have a lot of contact information on, you know, events and, upcoming projects and
things. Go to Dr. Leona's site at drleona.com. And you can also find the link for the summit in the show notes too, the metabolicresetsummit.com, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And you can find all that in the show notes, or you can just reach out to me and we can connect you as well. Thanks so much for making time to come on and talk to me today. It's always great to talk to you.
Thank you once again for having me. I enjoy talking to you always.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely. So folks out there listening, look, there was a lot of really useful, practical tips in this episode. This wasn't an episode where we, you know, showed you the next shiny object or we went through the 10-step process or whatever else. And it's not that anything's wrong with any of that, but I do think that sometimes we get focused on thinking that that's what the solution is, when instead we need to just take a long, hard look at how we're being and how we're living. And usually the solution is in there. And so Dr. Leona offered a lot of really helpful tips, like easy places to begin, even if it's just like helping you shift a thought, you know, in your head, or getting you just kind of to look at a different perspective. Sometimes I think that's really what it takes. And I don't know that we really give ourselves enough credit for that, or really think for a minute that that could actually be the solution. So I just want to emphasize that this might be one of those episodes that you want to bookmark and then go back and listen to again. And on that note, if what we talked about today was really helpful for you, and you know someone in your world that you think could benefit from hearing it, then what I would recommend that you do is copy the link to this episode, send it to them as a free gift from me, or you can come over to my website, www.theallisonk.com, and just hit the connect button in the upper right-hand corner and write to me, and we will make sure that the episode gets to where you would like it to go. This is one of the things that I always tell people when they ask me about my shows and how I'm still podcasting after 6 years, is that it's because I have a great audience. It's because we have people all over the world that follow us. And you guys write to me every week, and just know that my DMs are always open. You can connect with me on my socials or go over to my website and write to me from there. And that's what I got for you this week, folks, on the podcast, The Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. You are one step closer to living your ultimate life. So make it a good one.